Oh, we're at overtime. Okay. You know what? We're in the beautiful Florida Theater, ladies and gentlemen, in Jacksonville, Florida. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous place to be. It's so beautiful. I want to be interred here. I honestly do. You can, right there is a perfect spot. But anyway, I want to say that this is where Elvis did his first indoor performance. He was with the Hayride for a long time. And Mississippi Hayride, great show. It must have been a great show. I'd love to see one of those. They don't have them anymore, I don't think. Anyway, he was here, and so I was using his dressing room. It was, you know, it's not spacious or anything like that, but it must have been the Elvis dressing room. And I was looking through all the drawers, mementos or something like that. I found a reel of tape, a small reel of tape. And I'll play it for you. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Let me play it for you. It's a small reel of tape.
Elvis, backstage at the Florida Theater. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Well, what do you know? Well, that set you back on your heels.
Live from the historic Florida Theater in Jacksonville, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Tony Steve on drums, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the North Florida news that isn't. Plus, we meet Jacksonville's most interesting man, Wayne Wood, and play a Fountain City round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, "Won't you wear my ring around your neck?" Michael Feldman.
Yes, sir. But no, I've always wondered about wear your ring around my neck. How small was her neck that his ring would fit around it? Anyway, how are y'all? Jacksonville, nice to be here. Thank you for having us. Gorgeous, up and coming, biggest city in Florida, both in size and girth and width and population. And so it's the number one city as far as I'm concerned. In fact, we're all concerned, in Florida. It's the place to be, and it's where we are. And the big news, of course, in Florida right now is you can now smoke pot if you're dying. So I'm weighing it. There is a downside, of course, but the pain of living deserves a little consideration, too, I think. Maybe load up a swisher after dinner, you know. Not every dinner, but. Well, it's great to be here in Jacksonville, all 1,000 square miles of you, and that's just what's above water. Duval, just the beginning. You know, the great annexation back in the 60s, Jacksonville annexed everything around it, which was actually a brilliant move, but I don't think it should end. I think it should go on because there is manifest destiny here, Jacksonville manifest destiny. The next great annexation, first, I think, get Baldwin, finally, pacify Baldwin. You know, they're the one holdout there. Then McClenny, then the Osceola National Forest. We're moving west here. We got air cover from the Navy. Lake City, White Springs, Live Oak, Madison, Lee, Monticello. Finally, Tallahassee, right up to Tate's Hell, ladies and gentlemen. Greater Jacksonville. So. None dare call it sprawl. So great to be back here in the land of outdoor, unheated, 45-degree pools. You guys are so used to that. Nobody was even in the pool. You know, you just take it for granted. You can do that this time of year. Still back in Wisconsin, we have to break the ice to get that kind of what don't kill you makes you stronger treat. You remember Wisconsin, where your ancestors lived? The hardy folk, we didn't know it could be any other way. That's Wisconsin. So I know we got people from Wisconsin. Would you applaud if you are actually from Wisconsin originally and thought better of it? Minnesota, we'll throw in Minnesota. The Dakotas? Okay. That's yeah, they don't get it, the Dakotas. They don't ever leave there for some reason. Of course, Jeb Bush said Florida is paradise, but he may have meant compared to New Hampshire. Not that Eden is not without its problems. You know, back in Eden, they had talking snakes, and here they have a walking catfish. You know, guys who think throwing a gator into a Wendy's drive-thru is funny. or getting shot by the very puppy you're trying to shoot, that kind of thing, you know. Ben Carson slipping in to get a fresh set of clothes right in the middle of a primary. It's always Florida. You know, it's always Florida in the news, and it's not your fault. Some of it is. And the invasive species, or as I prefer, the non-native or undocumented species. All the escape pets and landscaping mistakes. That's it. Eliminate pet shops and landscapers and case closed. No more invasive species. It's... On the other hand, who knew that the catfish in your aquarium could walk? What were the odds on that? That's like evolution or something is what I'm thinking, and I think it should be encouraged. Are you hearing any of this? I don't think so. That's okay. We'll print this up and pass it to you and look at it at home, see what you think. And pythons, you know, who brought the first python, you know? I can see how a python could really seem like a good pet to people who are sick of their gerbils. Tired of their rats, their cats, and their small dogs, something like that. And so, you got a python, honey, sure, why not? Really, the most impressive thing about pythons, besides being, you know, 9 to 12 feet long and in your yard, is how they manage to reproduce with everybody looking for them, you know? When do they find the time, really? They're quite good at it. I'd like to see it happen, frankly. That'd be worth it. The effort on their part. Let's see. Actually, in Florida, we're all invasive species, though, so that's the way I look at it, or non-native, you know, except the Seminoles and the mangroves. So the gators, I don't know. Some kid probably thought a little one was really cute a long, long time ago, in prehistory. And that's why there are gators here. Well, in all the Jacksonville and some of the Florida news that isn't, Florida is going to begin offering a bounty by the foot for Burmese pythons. They're going to $11.50 a foot. A 9-footer can therefore net you $1.350. $103.50, that would be. The tip is use a freshly killed coyote as bait. They don't go for the roadkill, so that's the only thing I would suggest. Spring break for sharks time, as 10,000 of them are doing God knows what off Palm Beach. Like the other spring breakers. The 18-year-old in West Palm Beach is leaving his medical practice because Medicare will just not cover most of the procedures he wants done. The Miami woman who woke up to kisses from a kinkajou says, what the heck, better than nothing. The housing market is looking up in Jacksonville after a San Marco home sold for $10 million as a teardown. So that's a very good sign. Spend $10 million and tear it down, that means something good is happening in the housing market. Jacksonville will refurbish its 1980s people mover by painting passenger silhouettes on the windows. And say, for a stand-up paddleboarding thrill, you won't forget, ask for Tiffany at Neptune Beach. But be careful, there's a lot of Tiffany's at Neptune Beach, so get the right one. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon hardly describes throwing a baby alligator through a Wendy's window, I don't think. There have been 30 unprovoked shark attacks in Florida in 2015. The state refuses to release the provoked attack totals. And you know there are some, let's face it. This is Florida. Someone's going to be provoking a shark. Amelia Island's Biggest Loser resort not attracting as many losers as they expected. It could be the name. The $3.9 million renovation at the Jaguars Everbank Field will go to remove the scoreboard since it is unnecessary. And it had to be the biggest scoreboard in the world, right? You know, that makes it even worse, doesn't it? Some irony there, I thought. The First Coast School District deems all teachers not as bad as some and some better than others in the evaluation. The new record for Florida tourism in 2015 is 54.1 million visitors, although 1 million were Burmese pythons. And another million were Canadians. You can't really, I don't know. They didn't really know where they were. They thought they were. Hunters bagged 298 black bears and Ted Nugent in the first season in 20 years. Boy, I wouldn't want to dress out Ted Nugent, I'll tell you that. First, you got to drag him out of the woods and you got to, oh, geez, clean him up. Oh, geez. The barbecue taco, not quite perfected, I've discovered. Come on, barbecue tacos. For those who say nothing's shaking in St. Augustine, let them zip line over a pit of alligators and afterwards the ice plant bar for a Blazing Saddles. Or maybe you should do that first and then go over a pit of alligators, zip line. The Georgia Sea Turtle Center at Jekyll Island is offering a ride a sea turtle while you're stinking drunk opportunity. Florida Governor Rick Scott reveals he is not a scientist. And least of all, not a political scientist. And after South Florida attains statehood, the First Coast will become the 52nd State of the Union. Great to be here, Jacksonville. Thank you so much for having us. That's all Jacksonville news that isn't, and some of the Florida news. That got in there as well.